Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. Yes, we're buckled up. We're landing in South Bend, Indiana with our Core Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night for a special edition of our Notre Dame Football Report with the captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. That is Frank Pomerico. Frank, how are you doing, my man? And how's the weather back there? It's going to be a big weekend in South Bend.
The weather changed. This morning, the high was 39 degrees. It warmed up to about 50, 52 degrees. But in the morning, it's getting pretty crisp. I wouldn't be surprised in the next few weeks that we see some white stuff coming down, too. But right now, it's crisp. It's clear. The leaves are changing. It's a perfect autumn time for Southern Cal to come in and play Notre Dame.
Well, Frank, I know you're fired up for that. You've always spoken about the games you played in there when you played at Notre Dame, and we'll get to that in a moment. But let's go back and recap this past weekend. Notre Dame 5-2, and their two losses come to two undefeated teams, from two undefeated teams.
Well, Coach, Notre Dame tried to give the best effort as they could. But Louisville was waiting there for them. Louisville crowd was jacked up. Their team was jacked up. They have a great coach in Brom. He's a very, very competitive man. And I think he pushes that feeling on to every one of his players. They have great skill athletes there, and they're very controlled and focused. You know, one of the things that hurt Notre Dame badly was the five turnovers they had. Three interceptions and two fumbles. And that really hurt Notre Dame in stopping their drives and enabling Louisville to get into scoring position and kick some field goals. I think they had three or four field goals that really sealed the game for them. But passing-wise, Louisville didn't really throw that much. They only had 145 yards. And they ran for 185. And, Coach, when you run for 185 yards, you're controlling the game because they had great running backs in Jordan who really scampered through the Notre Dame defense and made them look like they were standing still. He's probably a 4-4 guy that is not real big, but, boy, he has some great moves, and he can run. He scored two touchdowns, one of 45, and another one of 23, had a great game. And on the other hand, Notre Dame defense, you know, that led by Bertrand had nine tackles, and Brown had nine tackles too, and Cross with seven. But, Coach, they always seemed like they were trying to catch up. The offense really wasn't keeping them in a good position to be able to defend their goal line. And when you do that, you're always being put into a crisis position, and you're trying to stop the leaking of the ship, so to speak. And that's when Louisville kept kicking those field goals in the fourth quarter. So it was tough for the Irish to come back. They did try they did score a touchdown late in the game, but it was too little, too late. And they lose to Louisville 33-20. It was a great game, but the Irish needed to cut down on their turnovers in order to be more competitive in this game.
Frank, it's very difficult to play a team that's as good as Louisville and have five turnovers and beat anybody. And they had great team speed. They never were able to take the crowd out of the game. And the crowd was there and encouraged. And they lose to an undefeated team. They lost. They beat an undefeated team. And here you go again, going to play another undefeated team this weekend. But what do you think of the offensive line performance of Notre Dame so far, as far especially last week?
Well, Coach, one of the things that was obvious in this game was the pass rush for Louisville and Notre Dame's inability to keep them out of the backfield. They sacked Sam Hartman five times, and they rushed him countless times. And doing this, you're really stymieing the offense and the creativity of what can be done. And the ability for Sam to find his open receivers and his second and third receiver. He's always in a hustle situation. When that happens, there's a problem. Their tackles, the two tackles that have been stellar all season long, had some problems. Joe Alt had given up a sack. And when I watched the replay on that, Coach, it wasn't totally his fault. He was hit by one of his own people and knocked to the side and allowed the defensive lineman to get in. And on the other side, Fisher also had some trouble defending against the pass rush. And he also had a couple of penalties. One in particular was a face mask that really hurt when they had gained some yardage and had to give it back because of the penalty. They were also alternating the guards. For some reason, they started alternating the guards with two new guards in the second half, and then they alternated back and forth. Coach, I've been on football teams for a long time, and when you start messing with the cohesiveness of a unit, you don't know exactly what the other guy is going to do, or you don't know who is next to you, and sometimes that leaves you open for mistakes. And that's kind of what happened. I was surprised that they did that, but they did, and they were trying to maybe to rumble something up so that they can spur on some performances, but I don't think it helped. I think it confused some people. So they're back to the drawing board, and to play SC this week, they better be ready.
Frank, you got to look back. You got to forget that because SC is coming to Notre Dame, and USC is undefeated. But both teams, the record doesn't mean much this week. It does. It really does. But it's the game itself. You've played in this game, and you think it might be the biggest rivalry in college football as far as Notre Dame is concerned. What will it be like there in South Bend when the Trojans come to town this weekend?
Well, Coach, I can give you a little glimpse of what it was like 50 years ago. In the Blue and Gold magazine, they just had a recap of that 1973 game with Notre Dame playing against the Trojans of Southern California. They had awesome players back in those days. Richard Wood on defense. His nickname was Batman. He was really fast. He was a great linebacker. Charles Anthony was the other linebacker. They had Artemis Parker, a defensive back. I mean, they had names all over the place. They had won the national championship in 1972, and they had won it in 1974. So, Coach, it was almost like Ali Frazier swinging it out in three championship matches. And this game was in South Bend, and all week coming up to this game, they had plastered copies of Anthony Davis on the sidewalk. And every time a student would pass it, he'd grind his heel into the picture of Anthony Davis, who had scored six touchdowns the year before against Notre Dame. So this was something that was building up for a whole year. And when we got him into that stadium, we weren't going to let him go without us winning. And the highlight of the whole game was the first play in the second half, Coach. We dived the fullback up the middle to freeze the linebackers, and Jerry DiNardo and I pulled to the left. I got in my guy's way, and Jerry curled his into mine, and Eric Penick, our fastest guy, flew off the side of our blocks and ran 85 yards for a touchdown. Coach, the thing that was so great about it is that the coaches on the sideline couldn't see the hole, but the people in the crowd could. And what happened, you started hearing this dull roar, then all of a sudden when he broke free, the place split apart and everybody was going wild. I can still see the people jumping up and down in that game. And when we were up 20-7 at that point, we had a good hold on the game and were able to win 23-14 for the greatest victory I was involved in Notre Dame Stadium. It was a tremendous victory, especially in our senior year. So it was great, Coach. But this week, it's going to be another great game. The crowd is going to be into it. I think talking with James Amade this week, his feeling is that we need to control the tempo of the game, hold on, trying to control the ball, and keep Southern Cal's offense off the field. Coach, if we can keep Caleb Williams on the sidelines, we'll be in good shape because you can't score when you're on the sidelines. You know, Lincoln Riley is a very, very good coach. I think he's developed three different Heisman Trophy winners, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, and now Caleb Williams. And he may even win a fourth Heisman Trophy winner. So it's going to be interesting to see how this game pans out. To me, it looks like in watching the films of Caleb Williams, he tries to do everything to win himself. And when you do that sometimes, you know, you get overwhelmed. But he does have great tools. He has great halfbacks, Marshawn Lloyd. He has Austin Jones, great receivers like Washington and Rice. And that's Jerry Rice's son, by the way, and Mario Williams. Coach, they have some athletes. And these guys can hurt you in the defensive backfield. So if Notre Dame runs the ball and they're able to shake the staggered feel of losing to Louisville, they'll be able to control the ball and upset USC. I think USC is primed for an upset, and it may happen this Saturday. I think Notre Dame has the tools to do it. They just have to control the game with the possession of the ball. If they can do that and run the ball and not throw the ball all over the place, I think we'll be in good shape.
You know, Frank, for everybody out there, Frank Palmarejo joins us, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This is our Notre Dame football segment. The way you just described your game plan to play USC is exactly the way Arizona played them last week and Colorado played them the week before. And it came down to the last seconds. In fact, Arizona won in triple overtime. So you are, when you look at the odds, you are a 2.5 to 3 point favorite at home against USC, a team that's undefeated and ranked 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, depending on what poll you look at. So it really does describe the environment that they're going to face in South Bend, and it is something special.
Well, Coach, it is. And SC is going to also have to shake some psychological problems too. Defensively, they're giving over 400 yards a game total. And Notre Dame's only given up 279. So, you know, something's got to give here. SC is averaging 523 per game offensively. Notre Dame, 437. I think Notre Dame is a little bit more balanced than Southern Cal. But I think Notre Dame is playing with some psychological issues as well. You know, the rotation of the offensive line, the ability to stop certain phases of the game. This is something that they both have to come to grips with. And whoever can do that, I think, by Saturday night is the one that's going to really take the advantage. It's hard to believe an undefeated team is going to be a 2-point dog going into this game, but they are. But Southern Cal has some tremendous athletes, as they always do. And, you know, defensively, they have 8 starters back from last year. So, you know, they do have some experience, but it's not really panning out as far as the numbers are concerned. So, Coach, we'll see. And next week we'll be able to talk about what has happened on Saturday night. By the way, it's Saturday night on NBC at 7:30. It's going to be a tremendous atmosphere, and the people are going to be jacked up to watch this game for sure.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great game. I'm going to be jacked up, too. And by the way, Frank, so you know, we carry that game on our station here in Las Vegas. So that game, for all of you that are listening now, you can catch the game right here, Sunday at 4:30 Las Vegas time, USC and Notre Dame. Frank, I tell you, I don't know if you'll sleep this week, but it's a big game for a big-time program. This is a big heavyweight championship fight, and I agree 100% with you on what each team has to do. So, Frank, again, I'm looking forward to having you back next week, my man. You fire me up when you talk about football.
Okay, Coach. Thank you very much. I love doing it, and I look forward to talking to you next week. We'll get some input from James as well.
We've got to have James involved in it. He'll give us the inside scoop of what's going on. So, again, our Notre Dame Football Report weekly is brought to us by Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most tested, reliable way to bet race and sports in Las Vegas and Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state of Nevada. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So buckle up. When we come back, it's our racing segment. That means Chuck Hayes will be joining us here in a minute. So for all of you out there, you're listening to our cool sports topic show. I'm Harvey Hyde. Buckle up. We'll be right back.